Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Outcomes Rocket. Such a pleasure to have you tune in again. Today, I have the privilege of hosting, it's a part two to the discussion we had with Dr. Carraway, two outstanding guests in healthcare. First, I want to introduce Neve Pellegrini. She is the Chief Commercial Officer at Nevro. She's a proven commercial leader with 20 years of experience in the healthcare industry. Prior to joining Nevro, Ms. Pellegrini was Vice President of Global Commercial Operations for Abbott Vascular, where she was responsible for driving approximately $3 billion in revenue. Prior to Abbott, Ms. Pellegrini served as the CEO and President of Autonomic Technologies, where she led a turnaround of its European commercial business and drove U.S. market access. Prior to that, she was president of North America at Thoratec Corporation, where she helped return the company to growth prior to its acquisition. She's got a tremendous track record in healthcare leadership in the commercial perspective, and it's a pleasure to have her here. Also joining us is Meredith Vornholt. She is the senior director of PDN marketing, which is what we're going to be talking about today, the PDN indication. In 2020, Meredith joined Nevro to lead the commercial launch of Nevro's painful diabetic neuropathy. That's the PDN indication. Prior to joining Nevro, Meredith worked at LifeScan Incorporated, a diabetes blood glucose management company, where she led the Americas marketing and customer digital solutions team. Meredith's team has responsibility for bringing innovative marketing programs to life in the US, Canada, and Latin America for healthcare professionals, channel and payer customers, and patients across the LifeScan portfolio. She too has had a number of various leadership experiences in the payer and also commercial channels with companies like J&J and others. So such a pleasure to have both of you join us today. Welcome, Neve. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure. And so, you know, one of the awesome things that we get to ask our leaders here on the Outcomes Rocket is, why healthcare? What inspires your work in healthcare? So we'd love to hear from both of you on that question to kick things off.
You know, I was lucky enough to stumble into working in healthcare coming out of university. You know, you go and you do your on-campus interviewing. And I remember having a couple job offers and I said to my dad, I don't know what to do. And he said, you'll always have a job in healthcare. So I said, okay, I'll go with that one. And I passionately believe if I'm going to put so much time and energy of my life into something that it really needs to have benefit to others besides taking a paycheck home. For a little while, so I worked in diabetes for almost 20 years. At one point while I was at J&J, I ended up working in the consumer businesses. And I got to tell you, you know what? Learning about toothbrushes and dental floss, it's just not as exciting as knowing that you're truly helping people. So I learned pretty early on that I'm pretty mission driven, and it just gives me great energy and excitement to get up every day and know that we're actually going to help someone. So it has become, I would never work outside of healthcare ever again.
I love it, Neve. Thank you for that. Very passionate about it. And it's so key to have that passion for the work that you guys do. How about you, Meredith?
Yeah, similar to Neve, I actually was a finance major in college and was on my way to Wall Street to go be an investment banker. And I ended up having the opportunity to go work for J&J for 6 months before I graduated from college. And I changed tracks, and I'm really glad that I did. And especially working in diabetes, you get to see firsthand the impact that your products and solutions can have on patients' lives. And Neve and I both, our time at LifeScan, you know, I had the opportunity to work with a lot of type 1 children with diabetes to really see, you know, how our products impacted their lives. And now at Nevro, truly being able to see how a solution can transform, you know, a very painful and dire situation for patients and bring them, you know, back to life. So you get to see the results of your work every day.
Wow. Yeah, for sure. And so thank you, Meredith. Thank you, Neve. Really appreciate understanding what brings you to healthcare. You know, this is a continuation of our interview with Dr. Carraway. He explained to us, you know, Nevro is delivering an innovative way to cure some of this chronic pain and not just mask it, not, you know, the paresthesias, the dysesthesias. It's clear that you guys are different, but now there's a new indication. And so what is HFX for PDN, and how are you leveraging digital health technologies to help with patient care there?
So HFX is our chronic pain solution, right? And HFX for PDN is really our entrance into offering HFX to completely new patient population with the approval of our PDN indication. So now we have FDA approval and labeling to treat patients that are suffering from chronic pain related to their diabetic neuropathy. And what that means is, you know, for patients that have been struggling for years finding relief from their painful diabetic neuropathy, which, like you said, can be, you know, just pain in their lower extremities and then additional dysesthesias like burning and tingling and numbness and trying to take drug after drug to find relief. We now have a newly approved non-drug option for these patients, and they are finding significant relief versus the conventional treatment that they've tried in the past. So, you know, for patients that haven't been able to sleep through the night, not have their sheets touch them, not be able to feel their feet underneath them, they are now finding relief and sleeping through the night and feeling their feet and being able to participate in life with their family. So HFX for PDN is truly a new solution for patients. And as a part of that, you know, Dr. Carraway may have yesterday talked to you about our HFX solutions that we have to offer patients, but, you know, we have our HFX Cloud and HFX Coach team, which uses digital solutions and technologies to be able to communicate with patients and provide them with options to, you know, optimize their therapy, but also to communicate how that patient's doing and their outcomes back to their physicians that are treating them.
You know, Meredith, that's so interesting. And, you know, we've talked about and touched on a lot of the evolution in healthcare, right? That's going from acute care, you know, episodic care, to now it's remote patient monitoring. It's this coaching that you guys are leveraging with the digital health piece. So I find it super fascinating that you guys are following the patient home and helping that patient daily. What makes what you do different and better than other PDN therapies and treatment options? And maybe Neve, you want to take that one?
Sure. So one of the things that I think it's worth noting is our mechanism of action, the way that we work with high frequency, we've developed and used data to develop an algorithm so that our patients can be managed in a very systematic way and we can really help them get to relief in a systematic way. Some of the older technologies, it's a little bit more art than science, and it's a little bit more, you know, can you get the right coverage? And whereas we can walk through a very disciplined interaction with the patient to ensure that they run through the full algorithm and have the most likelihood of success with the therapy, which I think is a really significant advantage. When you look at the diabetes patient, these patients, one, they have diabetes neuropathy for quite some time. Two, there are very few options, and those that are largely pharmaceutical. And patients just, one, they don't get a lot of relief, and two, there's a lot of unpleasant side effects associated with those drugs. So bringing in HFX for PDN, we now have a non-drug solution that is very, very effective. The clinical data is really phenomenal. And it's funny, when you talk to someone who cares for diabetes patients, the look of, I'll say, relief on their face when they say, wow, I will finally have something for these patients. I'm just so excited, because physicians are so frustrated about their inability to help these patients. They care and have long-term relationship with these patients. And so we're finally able to give them something that really gives them a real option. Now, spinal cord stimulation has been around for a while and has been tried in PDN before, but with lower frequencies. And the data is just not great. It's really, you really don't get a consistent outcome for the majority of patients, which is why the higher frequency with HFX is so impactful going forward. Did I miss anything, Meredith?
No, great.
Outstanding. Thank you. And really just fantastic to know that this option is there. You know, so many people suffer with painful, diabetic neuropathy that oftentimes affects work, affects so many things from an employer perspective too. You know, I'm thinking, wow, what a benefit something like this has to offer. And, you know, one question that actually comes up is access, right? So around the access piece, are there pathways for obviously insurance, but also maybe the less privileged, like through Medicare? Is this currently being covered through that?
Yeah. So we estimate that approximately, you know, there's 7 Medicare administrative contractors, and each Medicare administrative contractor has different, you know, coverage policies for spinal cord stimulation. And we believe about 50% of those patients have access to this therapy today, but we're actively working with the Medicare administrative contractors to submit either, you know, local coverage decision reconsideration requests with our, you know, phenomenal data from our RCT to, you know, change where we may not have access today or expand the ICD-10 codes that are covered today to include more of the diabetic neuropathy ICD-10 codes. So for Medicare, there's, you know, pretty good coverage today. We're working to expand that. And then as you can imagine with commercial payers, you know, every commercial payer has, you know, a different number of lives that they manage, a different policy, and, you know, the policy effective date. So we're also collaborating and communicating with commercial payers for those that may not have a painful diabetic neuropathy covered in their coverage policy today to provide the excellent data from our RCT to expand coverage policies to include painful diabetic neuropathy, especially HFX for the treatment of painful diabetic neuropathy where it doesn't exist today. Yeah, and I was going to say to your point about employer impact, 2 patient stories that we, you know, that I've personally heard, you know, one individual that was in our RCT was actually on disability. He was not able to work because of the pain and because he couldn't feel his feet and because he crashed, you know, his stepdaughter's car because he couldn't feel his feet underneath him. Now, post-implant, he's working again, right? So he feels like a valuable member of society. And another patient, she actually, you know, had to take time off of work and she felt that her employer thought that she was faking her pain, but she worked in a factory and was on her feet 12 hours a day and she literally couldn't stand and would cry every day on the way to work. So, and now, you know, I went over to her house, she was mowing the lawn, right? You know, so truly these patients are able to, you know, return to their lives.
Wow. Some great stories there, Meredith. And yeah, you know, and even the most basic things like push your grocery cart down the aisle, right? Being able to be independent, especially in today's time. Wonderful to hear these outcomes. You know, anything else you would point to as far as improved outcomes or making business better that you want to highlight? Those were 2 great examples.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, when we set out with this RCT, we had a goal of proving that we could improve pain and reduce pain in patients with diabetic neuropathy. You know, that was part of the primary endpoint. And, you know, we proved that. But we've also been able to prove as a secondary endpoint that patients have reported and physicians have reported improvements in neurologic function. So not just the fact that pain's being reduced, but the burning and the tingling, less numbness, being able to feel, you know, the cold tile or the grass underneath your feet. And what that means is that, you know, patients that were at risk for severe complications, you know, we had a patient that broke her ankles 5 times because she couldn't feel her feet underneath her. Now she doesn't have to look down and watch her feet when she's, you know, stepping, right? So that, the ability to potentially truly have a solution that could really impact cost of care and cost of consequences for patients is something we look forward to being able to study further. But it's been some really unique observations that we've seen in our RCT that hasn't been seen before with anything.
Wow, that's amazing. And so, you know, with any new tech, there's a lot of learning that comes with it. And I feel like, you know, as healthcare leaders, we learn a lot more oftentimes from the challenges. So what setbacks would you guys want to share about that has made you even better as a company and as a therapy?
If we focus on PDN, you know, it's interesting, right? So there's lots of people out there with diabetes. So you go try to enroll a clinical trial and you say, okay, let's just get some people with diabetes. And the trial enrolled really slowly. And we said, I wonder what that's about. So what we learned in that, and I think it's really important as we go into having an FDA indication for PDN, the diabetes patient is not seeing pain doctors. They're just not seeing them. So when we set up a clinical trial and said, let's get patients out of the pain physicians, patient population, they weren't there. So then the next obvious is, well, let's just go call the endocrinologist. They've got lots of these patients. And it actually turns out that these diabetes patients who are suffering with painful diabetic neuropathy, they're actually in primary care. And we really, going forward, you know, need to take that learning and ensure to maximize access to the best therapies for these patients is that we start to think about expanding the diabetes care team. I'm sure you've heard about the care team. You know, it's the podiatrist, the diabetes educator, the physician. We need to really include the pain physician as a part of that really cross-discipline care team. So really interesting kind of thing that slowed us down at the start, But I think those learnings are going to be really great to improve patient care going forward.
Wow. That's really interesting, Neve. And yeah, you don't ever know what you're going to get into. And again, it just speaks to that, the important role of primary care in really a lot of chronic conditions, including diabetes.
Yep, agreed.
So how about COVID? You know, has the COVID pandemic impacted care for painful diabetic neuropathy or use of your treatment?
I'd say COVID has affected everyone's care. I don't think you'll find any healthcare company that won't say, yeah,
there's no exceptions.
There just isn't. But everyone has their own version of how it's impacted them. And, you know, I think for us, there's been some obvious challenges, but also some benefits. And it really applies to all of the patients who benefit from our HFX therapy. So one of the unique, I already mentioned that we have an algorithmic approach to managing our therapy. But given that we have the HFX coach solution in place too, we had a unique opportunity when patients were unable to see their physicians, unable to get together and collaborate with our reps, where we deployed our entire sales team and the coach team to help these patients remotely. So because we have the cloud and we're tracking patients over time, we have the ability to go back and we worked with a lot of patients and helped improve their pain relief over the course of COVID, all done remotely.
Wow.
And that learning then drove us to think about what else could we do. We also added in a new R&D program from the beginning of COVID that launched in the second quarter called HFX Connect. And what we did there was take the data from our 70,000 patients and build out a more robust algorithm, really data-driven, and increase the number of programs available on the product. So it was backwards compatible. So we were able to upgrade all of our patients in the field. And now they have even more options with the algorithm already embedded in the device that can be managed remotely through the cloud and through our HFX coaches. And so now adding in the PDN indication, just a few weeks old now, all of our PDN patients are going to have that same advantage. So even if they're uncomfortable going into the clinician's office, they have an opportunity to really help manage their pain remotely with the tools that we're providing. So I think it's one of the real silver linings of COVID.
Yeah, and that's a fantastic example of using COVID, the pandemic, to drive innovation, right? You have this platform and now you ask yourself maybe a question that the team wouldn't have asked themselves, you know, what else could we do here? And now you have this opportunity.
Exactly. And I'd also say patients are now getting more and more comfortable with telemedicine, as is the physician. And so I think it all came together to a good answer that puts patients first and really focus on getting good clinical outcomes for those patients.
Yeah. So fascinating. And then, you know, just kind of a sidebar, thinking about the mental health sphere. I mean, I think of Nevro, you guys are such a cool company, innovative, the opportunity to even branch into the mental health space. I mean, that would be a blue ocean strategy in my mind for you guys. But because a lot of what we deal with in chronic pain is subjective, but very real. So something interesting there. The PDN market, get focused again, the PDN market, how big is it?
Well, there are over, you know, 34 million people from 2020 CDC report in the United States that are diagnosed with, that have diabetes, and approximately 80% of those are diagnosed. We actually have estimated that 20% of patients diagnosed with diabetes actually have painful diabetic neuropathy. So, you know, between 5 and 6 million patients in the U.S. So it's very large. And of that, you know, up to half may be refractory to the conventional treatments that are available. So there's, you know, approximately 2 million patients that we think have painful diabetic neuropathy that are refractory to conventional medical management.
That's a big, big pool of patients that could be helped by this. And so thinking about the opportunity to help 2 million plus lives is really exciting. What else are you most excited about here in the release of this new technology and the work that you guys are doing?
Yeah, I mean, we can't wait to study this further. Like I said, the preliminary observations and reported outcomes that patients and physicians saw in our study around the neurologic improvements, we as a company are going to be studying that further to look at more, you know, endpoints directly tied to sensation and improvements in neurologic function. That's a big deal, right? There aren't drugs that are available that can, you know, return feeling to your feet once they've gone numb, right? So, I mean, those are big things that we're excited about studying further. And just for somebody that has spent time in healthcare and the cost and complications of diabetes, is huge. The likelihood of amputations, the likelihood of use of opioids to try and treat pain. There's just so many, you know, healthcare costs and complications that we could potentially really influence. And we are going to be studying further in health economic models and additional studies. But it's why I come to work every day. You know, once you've spent almost 20 years working with patients with diabetes, you really get excited when you can bring new improvements and new technologies to market to continue to help a patient population that truly, truly needs it.
Yeah, that's amazing, Meredith. And Dr. Carraway mentioned the difference that Nevro makes through research. And it sounds like you guys are on the mission there again to touch on that. One of the things that came up was, you know, can this potentially even stop the degeneration? And he got excited about potentially what could happen there. Obviously, no promises there, but still a lot to learn. And certainly, everybody listening to this, keep your eyes and ears open because the future is very promising. And if the past proves itself to really be true, Nevro always finds a way to find new ways to hit us with solutions. So excited about that. What advice would you give those considering treatment for PDN? And what should physicians and patients be thinking about?
So for me, you know, HFX for PDN, it might not be for everybody, right? I mean, if you're finding relief from conventional drugs and treatment options, you know, that's great. But if you're one of the patients or you have a family member or friend that's struggling, right? And, you know, nobody really likes to talk about complications. You know, talking about the pain in your legs and your feet isn't sexy. Everybody likes to talk about their glucose control and being in tight glycemic control. But, you know, it's okay to talk about your complications. And there is a new solution that's available. So, you know, talk to your physician, but also check out our website, hfxforpdn.com, where we've got patient stories and more information. Patients want to learn more. But, you know, we're here to help people that are suffering from complications, even if they're in great glucose control.
Love it. Great advice. Oh, were you going to say something, Neve? Or
I agree with Meredith wholeheartedly. And, you know, diabetes is a challenging disease. This is something that, you know, diabetes patients are great at taking the initiative, get out there and learn about new options and stay on top of what's new in the space. There's a lot of exciting things out there.
Absolutely. And folks, by the way, if you know somebody that is currently experiencing this, maybe yourself, maybe a subset of your patients, we'll leave links here in the show notes for you to click through and find ways to access this PDN technology. This has been super interesting, and I want to thank you both. But before we conclude, I'd love if you could share a closing thought and where the listeners can reach out and learn more about the work that you guys are doing.
Sure. I would just say in closing, we're really, really passionate about helping these patients. And we are doing everything in our power to make sure that clinicians in the diabetes management community are aware of this new option. We have tools for people with diabetes on our website. Please go ahead and use them. We really want to make sure that no one suffers another day with painful diabetic neuropathy if they don't absolutely have to. So we just appreciate your interest in learning more about this and want to say thank you and love that you joined us on this journey helping these people. So thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And we appreciate everything you and Nevro are doing to improve the lives of many. So thank you all for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.